Amazon Prime will restore Born to Kill on Full Metal Jacket poster after backlash. By Paul Bois on June 23, 2024. Amazon Prime will be restoring the Born to Kill phrase on the main menu poster for Stanley Kubrick's Full Metal Jacket following significant backlash. As Breitbart News reported earlier this week, actor Matthew Modine, who starred in the classic film, shared his confusion on X/Twitter after learning the phrase had been removed from its poster on the streaming platform. He paired a smartphone screenshot of the Full Metal Jacket poster as advertised on Amazon Prime with the original poster, which indeed showed that the phrase "Born to Kill" had been removed from the drawing of the soldier's helmet. The phrase still, however, appeared in the search bar posters. According to Deadline, the Amazon Prime landing page later replaced the poster with a still from the movie, and Warner Brothers has asked Amazon to restore the original poster. According to sources, Warner Brothers has asked that the detail page for Full Metal Jacket be updated to reflect the original art, noted the outlet. As to why Born to Kill did not appear on the main menu, neither Amazon nor Warner Brothers have said. But the fact its absence sparked concern only highlights the growing distrust between cinema lovers and streaming services following the decline of physical media. As Breitbart News reported last year, the Criterion Channel, a streaming platform that prides itself on the preservation of classic cinema, was discovered to have been airing a censored version of The French Connection that inexplicably removed the line in which Gene Hackman's character, Popeye Doyle, utters the N-word and an anti-Italian slur. Also last year, Academy Award-winning filmmaker Christopher Nolan, The Dark Knight, threw shade at streaming services following the release of Oppenheimer on Blu-ray when he advocated that people buy physical media so no evil streaming service can come steal it from you. Obviously, Oppenheimer has been quite a ride for us, and now it is time for me to release a home version of the film. I've been working very hard on it for months, Nolan said. I'm known for my love of theatrical and put my whole life into that. But, the truth is, the way the film goes out at home is equally important. The Dark Knight was one of the first films where we formatted it specially for Blu-ray release because it was a new form at the time, he continued. And in the case of Oppenheimer, we put a lot of care and attention into the Blu-ray version. And trying to translate the photography and the sound, putting that into the digital realm with a version you can buy and own at home and put on a shelf so no evil streaming service can come steal it from you. Director Mike Flanagan also recently criticized Netflix for allegedly being hostile to the idea of physical media. I tried very hard to get them to release my work on Blu-ray and DVD. Netflix refused at every turn. It became clear very fast that their only priority was subs, and that they were actively hostile to the idea of physical media, he said. This is a very dangerous point of view. While companies like Netflix pride themselves on being disruptors and have proven that they can effect great change in the industry, they sometimes fail to see the difference between disruption and damage. So much that they can find themselves, intentionally or not, doing enormous harm to the very concept of film preservation, he added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.